All right, let's get started. I'm super excited to be here, especially to be here as a sponsor. It's only 4 years ago, and some of you will remember there was a USAR conference in Albacete in Spain where I gave a lightning talk on a project called Arcademy, which had this amazing logo. And at the time, the goal was to create a better learning experience for people who got started with R. And that really broke down into two key goals. One goal was to create less friction. So we wanted to create an interface that allowed students to get started with R right in their browser, remove all friction, have the ability to load packages. And then second of all, we wanted to analyze what students did and give them instant guidance on how they could get the right solution when they were solving R challenges. And then about 6 months after we presented in Albacete, we decided to start a company called DataCamp. And what I want to do today in the next 10, 15 minutes is just give you an overview of what DataCamp does and what we're thinking about towards the future. So first of all, the mission of the company became slightly broader. We're not just focused on teaching R. We're focused on building the best learning experience for data science. Typically, people working in data science these days don't just use R. R is one of their tools. Often they use Python as well. And we want to teach every relevant data science technology as well as any relevant data science methodology. And if we zoom out a little bit and think about online education as a whole, there was an initial wave in online education with companies like edX, Coursera, Lynda, Pluralsight, Udemy, Udacity. All of these platforms are generic. They often have amazing content from really good professors from top universities, industry experts. But because they offer courses typically on a lot of subjects, they don't really use technology to improve the learning experience. And so the dirty secret of a lot of these initiatives is that because it's passive consumption of learning content by students, it's often not that engaging, and as a consequence, students fall asleep, students stop, and the completion rates drop as low as 5 to 11% for a lot of these. So as a second wave in online education, you have a number of companies that are vertically focused and that really focus on learning by doing. So our focus is on making sure students solve challenges, they make mistakes, and they learn from their mistakes. And it's very much similar to what Duolingo has done in language learning, to what Codecademy, Treehouse, CodeSchool have done in web development training. And by being vertically focused and by being focused on building technology, you can, to some extent, overcome the typical trade-off in education. Because think about the best learning experience you've ever had. It's often going to be either one-on-one mentoring from a really good mentor or small classroom experiences with a really good professor. And that's amazing, but that doesn't scale at all. And then on the flip side, you have really scalable educational solutions. You have textbooks, online videos, but that's very much not personalized towards the learner. And so what all of these companies are doing, including ourselves, is we're trying to bridge that gap, and we're trying to build scalable but personalized learning experiences. And for those of you who are not familiar with the platform, this is just one example. When a student enters the interactive learning interface, every student gets their own R session. We can preload data sets, we can show them data visualizations, they get some code that's already there in the editor, and then they have some instructions that give them guidance on what they have to do here. When they submit their answer, they either get guidance on how to get to the right answer, or if it's correct, they can just continue with the next exercise. And what's exciting is that apparently a lot of students like this way of learning. We have about 1.15 million students on DataCamp right now, and 100,000 of those joined us in the last 30 days. So that's a testament not only to the exponential growth of DataCamp, but also of the exponential growth of people getting into this community, and that's really exciting. Somewhat to our surprise, because we came out of academia when we started this, about 70% of the learners on DataCamp are actually working professionals. Only 20% are actual students, and then about 10% are people working in academia. Most of these people are individual learners, but we've started to invest more and more in a groups product that's useful for people in academia, a professor that's teaching to a group of students, or people in business, a group of colleagues that wants to learn together. And it's good to see that we have now over 800 professors actually using DataCamp in the classroom. And they're using it to keep track of what the students are doing, to set assignments for students. It integrates with learning management systems they may use. And what's important to note is that we made it 100% free for professors to use this in the classroom. So if you're interested in that, just go to datacamp.com/groups/education. And if you're really interested, you should definitely check out datacamp.com/teach, because we also allow everyone to use all of our technology to create interactive courses for free as well. Obviously, we're a business, so we do charge other businesses to use DataCamp if they're onboarding employees, if they're switching from commercial software to open source software, or if they're just using it for continuous education. And if you're interested in that, you should check out datacamp.com/groups/business. It's only $300 per year per seat, so it's pretty affordable. Now let's move to the more interesting side. Right now, there are 79 courses on DataCamp, and it's growing pretty fast. We expect it to roughly double by the end of the year. And 56 of them are our courses. Our courses on numerous topics, ranging from basic R programming, importing and cleaning data, data manipulation with Datatable, DeepLiR, data visualization with BaseR or with ggplot2. We have a new series, Intro to Stats series, with a course from Minna, who's giving the keynote after me, so that's super exciting. We're building out more machine learning courses, and we have an entire suite of courses on applied finance. And we're going to do more courses on reporting. There's a Shiny course in the works, for example. Now, this wouldn't have been possible, and I want to use this as an occasion to thank all of our instructors. We now have more than 30 R instructors, and I've listed them here, who actually build all of these courses. There is a number of people from DataCamp here who are on the content or the course development team that help instructors to create courses. And if you're interested in creating a course, you should definitely talk to someone from DataCamp here. We have Nick, Laura, Richie, Chester, and then Rasmus is joining us end of August. So if you talk to any of them, they'll be able to give you more information on what it takes to build a course. You should especially do that if you're considering to write a book. And the pitch is pretty simple. Compared to writing a book, you're going to be able to reach more people. Your students are going to have a more engaging learning experience. It's less work, and you'll make more money. So it's really better for everyone, except for maybe O'Reilly and CRC Press. All right, so we now have... students have done over 50 million exercises on DataCamp, so it's clear the format at least works to some extent, but it has serious shortcomings. And I wanted to take these last 5 minutes, roughly, to talk about what we think are the limitations of our current format and what we think potential solutions might be. And I want to zoom in on two key issues here. Interactive courses are a great way, if you don't really know that much on a certain topic and you want to gain some understanding, they're not a great way to get fluent or to really retain the knowledge you've learned. And second of all, a lot of our students complain about there still being a gap going from doing courses online on DataCamp to solving real life problems with data on their local machine or in their real environments. So let's start by focusing on the first one, fluency and the retention of knowledge. And it's really not that different from any other learning experience, right? If you think back to when you were learning a language, say Spanish, English, French, and the pitch is easier here than in the US. So think back to when you were learning a language. The initial courses you take, get you to understand the grammar, know some words, but then if you go out, like if you walk outside here and you want to talk French to someone, you're probably not going to understand them, and you're probably not going to be able to talk to them. So you need a lot of repetition and practice, both in terms of passive fluency as well, so understanding, as well as in active fluency, so the ability to talk the language. And it's very similar if you think about learning R. So what we've recently launched, and we're still experimenting with it, is DataCamp Practice Mode. It's a set of short, super simple challenges that enable you to practice both your passive as well as your active fluency. I just show you a few examples here so you have an idea how this works. So the most passive form is you have a piece of code, super simple, and you have to pick the right output. So one example, this is another example, same situation. Or you can show the student the output, and then they have to complete the script. Here it's not 100% active, so you give them, in this case, you give them the options. But then the last piece of the puzzle is you show them the output, they have to complete the script, but they don't have any more guidance. And the idea here is if students do this in a daily way, or in at least they do spaced repetition while they're learning, their knowledge retention is going to be much better. Because this is such a simple interface, we're also working on a mobile version that you can, if you're on the go, you can just practice the basic syntax of R or Python in the future. So that's really exciting. And then on the second challenge was there's still a gap if you move from interactive online courses to actually doing real-world data science. So we're working on a concept called projects, which should allow learners to take the skills they've learned and then apply them in a real-world task using real-world tools and workflows, and then give them the ability to showcase their work. And what I mean by that is, so the task should be like should cover the complete data science lifecycle. It has to start from raw data and it has to end in communicating interesting insights. The tool should be what people actually use. So in the R community, that's probably RStudio or Jupyter Notebooks. And then the workflow should resemble what they will do in their actual work. They may work locally and they use Git or GitHub. And that way, we want to bridge the gap from learning online to actually doing data science on your local machine. That's all I've got. I want to finish this talk by saying that if you're interested in education and data science, we're actively looking for people to join us. Thank you very much.